Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. I'm your host, Key, with
Mal.
And we have a special guest, and your name?
Kelly.
All right, so just a little bit about us, guys. One's a home brewer. One's a beer enthusiast, and the other person, believe it or not, doesn't like beer.
She just puts up with your ass.
Pretty much she does. So we have a different medium tonight, guys. We're going to be doing two different beers that are to the left and to the right spectrum of all
two different beer styles.
Wait, what? What did I say?
We're doing four beers. You said
last time I checked, shut up. Okay, so wait, what do you mean styles?
Styles. So mead is a style, sour is a style.
No, it's not. Those are beers.
They're styles of beers.
Styles of beers. Okay, fine. I'll give it to you, since you know more than me. Whatevs. So, all right, guys, so just a little bit about us, guys. We are Garage Beer Reviewers that just turned into just this big entity of the Open Bottle Society. If you guys want to check us out, go ahead and check out www.obsbeers.com.
Wait.
What?
No, it's okay. Not www. Or so it is www. Right. You said www. There's three W's.
Well, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, Mal just earned the first dick of the night. He gets a dick point. There you go. So what was the website again?
www.
Oh, there's three W's. Okay, and then what?
Dot.
There's a dot.
OBS.
OBS.
Open Bottle Society.
No, but you can't say that now. They're going to type that up. See, sir? No, it's www.obsbeers.com. Check us out, guys. We always air pretty much beer reviews, and if you like to get offended, that's what we do. What is your favorite type of beer, Kelly? You know, you're the lady of the house. What beers do you drink?
Drink any.
Well, you don't drink any beer. I don't catch you in the fridge buying like Mike's Hard lemonades and shit.
Oh, that stuff's gross. Is that really beer? That stuff's disgusting.
Well, what was the last thing that you purchased that you liked? What was the last thing? What was it? Some Shock Top? What was it? Mike's Hard? Not the Mike's Hard.
No.
Not your father's root beer shit? Like.
No, but I will buy ciders, but I don't typically buy.
And how do you like your ciders?
Probably more on the sweet side.
A little bit on the sweet side. Yeah. Well, you're in for a treat today, guys. Guys, we're going to be doing one extreme to the other. And the first extreme is meads. And exactly what are meads? Mal, could you tell them what meads are? You could have, like, talked it. Like, you should learn the soundboard a little bit, buddy. I mean, come on. You see the buttons here.
I didn't want to interrupt you playing with yourself.
Ah, excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, my good buddy Mal here gets two dick points. All right. You're up in the lead in the dick football game. Better than that Denver game we watched.
Usually, yes, I'm leading by dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, so mead is honey wine. What you've got is it's created by, honey water, and they add yeast to it. Yeast eats sugar. You know that, all that shit. You should by now. And you get alcohol. It's a very sweet alcohol and really sort of nice and filling taste.
Absolutely. And I appreciate the quick and short. No, I'm just saying you're about to end it. It was like this quick, short, this is what it is. But we have people out there that's going to go, well, what more is it? Like, what more goes into it? Like, do you have like something that was printed out for you to read on the show? I'm just saying, without forebearing your short words here, I'm just saying, I didn't give you anything to work out your research here. You know,
scripts.
I'm just saying, yeah. Just
mead is an alcoholic beverage created by fermenting honey with water, sometimes with various fruit, spices, grains, or hops.
Mm-hmm.
Hops act as a preservative and produce a bitter beer-like flavor.
Indeed.
The alcohol content of mead may range from about 8% to more than 20%.
Uh-huh.
The defining characteristic of mead is that the majority of the beverage fermentable sugars derived from honey may be still carbonated or naturally sparkling, and it may be dry, semi-sweet, or sweet. Yeah, I covered that shit.
Yay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, the only reason why we did that is just to make sure that you guys got a full grasp on what mead is. So that, in a sense, if you really paid attention to what he said, even though he said the short version and the scripted version, is that it is going to be a sweet beer. And yes, it is a wine, but the way that it is fermented is that it uses sugars to produce its alcohol, the same way beer.
Specifically.
Huh?
Uses honey as the sugar.
Right, and that
beers get their sugar from the grains.
Right, so basically it's the same process as making beer. It's a beer. Even though it's a honey wine, it's still a damn beer. If you don't believe us, check out on Untappd, which is a beer logging application, and I guarantee you if you type in a word mead in there, you're going to see all the beers located in it. Now, that's the sweet side. That's why I gave it to Mal. Mal... The ladies love him. If you guys could honestly see his face in the dark, which back turn, he is a good-looking gentleman. Now, we're going to go to the part that you guys all like, which is basically the other beer that we are going to be doing for you guys. A part of this whole entire one end of the spectrum to the other is sour beers. Now, sour beers make your face pucker. It is what it is. But it is scripted, so we have to read what it says here.
You could have talked during that.
No, I could have. Right, sir. Dick point number three. Ladies and gentlemen, he is on a roll for the dick bowl. All right, guys. So sour beer is basically, it is a beer which is intentionally acidic, tart, or sour tasting. The most common sour beer styles are Belgium, Lambics, Gooses, Flounder, Red Ales. And I mean, there's more of them. But the bottom line, mead is sweet, sour is sour. And we mean from one end to the other. Kelly.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any of those two beers ever?
Any of those? You mean those two styles, or?
Yeah, the two styles. Right. Yeah. Have you done a mead or a sour ever?
I don't remember.
All right, fair enough. And Mal, which
must
one
have been a good mead or sour? It's
kind of what I said about beer.
Now, what we're doing is, I believe all four of the beers that we have are extremely high ABV, which is more than 9%. Not everybody can handle 9% or more. You just have to develop your resistance to the high ABV. So what we're going to do is right now, we're going to let the lady of the house pick, which is Kelly. Kelly, which beer that you want to try for our next segment so we can start for these ladies and gentlemen here on the Open Bottle Talk? Because they want to do it. Do you want to do a sweet or do you want to do a sour? Which one do you want to do?
I was actually leaning more that way. But I just don't know which one is which, so I don't know if you wanted me to physically.
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back after this quick commercial break, and then we're gonna start with a sour. Hey guys, right after the show, why don't you guys head over to www.obsbeers.com. If you aren't a person who likes watching things on the web, how about heading over to social media? Are you a social media junkie? Check us out on all sorts of social media. We got us on Untappd, YouTube, Twitter. Matter of fact, if you want, you can G-plus us. You can Instagram, you can Facebook, Pinterest, and you can check us out live on Periscope. And you can look at all these things under Open Bottle Society. Let's get you guys back to the show and enjoy. Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk with Open Bottle Society. We're about to begin our left and right extreme styles of sours versus meads. And right now we have
Mel
and
Kelly
and Key here with Open Bottle Society. I'm going to just keep saying it because it's a nice ring. All right, guys. So the beer that we're about to drink right now, Kelly picked. Mal, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Sanctification.
No, why don't you let the lady read it?
Because you said me.
Yeah, so you're going to be a dick? So you got to be a dick. You know what?
You know what?
Dick point for you.
Hey, just because you keep changing the format.
I'm not changing. Who says to change anything? Hold on, young lady. What do you mean I'm changing? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put you guys on mute real quick. Please hold. What is wrong with you? Like, you really just gonna embarrass in front of this pretty lady?
Right? Yeah.
Like, okay, first, are you okay? Are you comfortable with what's going on, Kelly? Right now, no one can hear us. Are you comfortable? I'm sorry.
We're no, you guys are idiots.
What do you mean we're idiots? Like, okay, why? We don't even have a person. Okay, listen, I would push this button and say, but I can't.
That's right, I'm a guest.
Yeah, so you just be like nice. Oh, you just got to say, okay, can we get professional, guys? Are we okay? All right, so, okay, hold on, let me unmute.
Let's rock it.
Okay, let me unmute. All right, guys, sorry about that. We were having a little technical difficulty here on Open Bottle Talk. And Kelly, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Sanctification.
What, Sancta what?
Sanctification.
Okay.
Sour Blonde.
All right. And
Russian River.
Russian River, and where are they from? They're from Santa...
I sat the bottle down. I don't know.
No, they... Holy shit. All right. No, it's right here. You got it. Where's it from?
Brewed and bottled by Russian River Brewing Company, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, California, United States of America.
And just for that, you get the queef. You get a queef point.
I could have gave you a real one.
What? No, now what's the ABV on this beer?
The ABV on this beer is 6.75% alcohol by volume.
And what's the size of the bottle?
12.68 fluid ounce.
Fair enough. Now, is there anything else that's on here that might be important for our listeners to know about this beer?
It says it's a sour blonde.
I'm sorry. It's a sour blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're doing a sour, right? Yeah. Okay.
And there's something about, I don't know what this word is, fermented with 100%.
Britannomyces?
Yep, that would be it.
Yay, Britannomyces. And what does it say right here?
I have no idea.
What does it say up here? No.
No something. No Saccharomyces?
Yes, Saccharomyces. Yay.
Was used to ferment this beer.
Absolutely.
I don't know what any of that means.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will, on a later show, we will definitely talk about different strains of yeast and what they do. But for right now, let's go ahead and get busy.
Just keep pushing that back a little
bit. Yeah. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and open this particular beer. This beer is actually, shut up, audience. Thank you. This beer is actually under pressure. So what I'm doing is I'm removing the metal cage that's holding the cork down. And that's how you know, 9 times out of 10, that's how you know that they are bottle fermented.
There are, warned you, and I'm preparing to dodge.
Yeah, and
I've seen this show before.
check us out on obsbeers.com, and you'll see it's happened several thousand times. All right, guys, so I'm going to go ahead and... Woo! All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and pour this out right now. All right, so we're working this out. It's I could smell it from here.
Yeah, it's foaming, and...
Yeah, it's very foamy. It's got some of that Britannomyces going. Yes, indeedy. Yay, Britannomyces. Yay. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and do what we do best, and that's basically we're going to put this beer through its paces. And normally on our YouTube channel at obsbeers.com, normally we have the beer set up to a lighting system, but here we are not able to do that because you guys are listening to us, not watching us. I'm just saying, I'm just... Give myself a point right there for being Captain Hindsight, ladies and gentlemen. Captain Hindsight here.
No, that's Captain Oblivious.
Oh.
Or Obvious.
Obvious, yes.
Ah, you Captain get a point obvious. For being an ass, and both of you guys get one dick point, because that's just what's going to happen, because you guys are making me want to scream all the fucking time. All right, guys, so here we go. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. I got some great news. If you guys look right in the dead center of my glass, right on the phone, what do you see?
Dirt?
Big.
It's not what?
Yeast.
What? It's yeast. What do you mean dirt? That's not even funny. Okay, audience, stop that shit. Look, hey, stop laughing at this young lady's fuckery in this room. That's yeast. That's the goodies.
No, I think they're pretty much laughing at your reaction.
No. Okay, whatever. All right, so here we go, guys. We're going to go ahead and cheers to the visual. All right. We're going to basically describe what we see here. I see haziness. It's a grapefruit color. A lot of action as far as tons of yeast. It's unfiltered. And again, the color I see is grape, like raw grapefruit juice. What do you got?
You know what, really? Okay. So a little
or bit, elephant bukkake.
A little bit of prompting towards her, but how about letting her state what she sees first, and then you can catch up on what she may miss.
Oh, you know what? You get a point for being a gentleman, sir.
Rude.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What do you see? Come on, time's ticking.
Okay, it's really cloudy. It's some weird color. It looks like...
She's like, get me out of here!
It's like...
A little sort of hazy-ish.
No, let her go. We'll play catch up.
I said prompting.
No, Twitch would win a fucking goddamn the person with the prompting and typing. You can't be doing that for her. So what do you got?
It's like the color of, like, if you've ever seen, like, apricots or apricot juice or something like that.
On the show, they're enunciated. It's a weird. Apricots?
Okay, I don't care how they enunciate it. Okay, you're asking me what I see?
Okay. All right. Is that what you got on your on the color?
Yeah, it's a weird, it's orangey, goldy
fair
color.
Fair enough. And for you, Mal?
That takes a little bit of time to fall. That's nice to notice. Also, yeah, I got to agree with Cloudy. Oddly enough, it's reminiscent of champagne.
A little bit. Matter of fact, though, like a really bootleg mimosa.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Mimosa.
We ain't got no orange juice, but we got some grapefruit juice. There you go.
All
right, guys. Cheers to the smell. That's why I was trying to get you guys to fucking do it all at once instead of all the goddamn clinking. This shit is recording, you know. Like, no. One time. Look, let's practice real quick. Hold on, guys. We're going to put you guys on mute one time. Can we fucking, like, get our shit together? You guys are... One time. Practice. 1, 2, 3. Okay, thank you. Damn. All right, guys, we're back. Thank you guys for just tuning in. This is the Open Bottle Talk, and right now we're on smells, doing the Sanctification Sour Blonde. And we're going to start off with the beautiful Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you smell? Excellent answer. She's here. I didn't know, guys. Ladies and gentlemen.
My nose was, like, real, like, far in the glass trying to smell something besides, like, feet.
No, that's awesome. So you smell foot. What else do you smell? Is there anything else? Can you pick up, like, a fruit note? Does it smell like a dog?
I was actually looking for fruit, but I just didn't pick up. That's exactly what I was kind of smelling.
Smells like a foot. Like, what type of foot are we talking about?
It just kind of smells. Definitely smells sour, like sweat, like sour.
Okay, like stripper. Are we saying a stripper?
I've never sniffed a stripper, but thanks.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our money stripper, Ka-ching Ching. Can you shake it one more time? There she is again, Ka-ching Ching. What you got on it?
I gotta disagree with your analogy. It does not smell like a stripper.
It does not smell like a stripper. I didn't smell it yet because I have to wait.
This does not smell like despair.
Of course not. Not all strippers are despair. Sir, for you, you are yourself a point. So we got foot here. And this is stripper.
Can definitely smell a little bit of fruit. But like the rind, not juicy fruit, more like
Tom fruit, like a big bear fruit. Like, what fruit are we talking about? Like the kind of fruit, like
the fruit of a rind.
Of what type of rind? Like Taylor Wine, Wine Swift. What are we doing here?
Oh yeah, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Sweat. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being a little perverted on this beer because we gotta do what we gotta do to entertain you. That's right. So you got a little. What did you got here? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, no high alcohol smell. Not really.
Yeah.
A little bit, but not a lot.
Fair enough. As for me, guys, on the smell, I'm definitely getting weird notes of, like, zest of grapefruit. I'm getting some zest. And I've been doing this for a while, so I definitely smell. It's super yeasty, but not as far as yeast as in bread. But yeast as in spoilage. Remember, yeast is a fungus. So it does promote this weird foot, stank, sour, armpity. It stinks.
Well, that really makes me want to drink it.
Well, in the world of beer, it works because that's how you know for a sour. It's sour smell. It's like pungent. And the more funkier it is, the more intense the sour may be. But then again, we've done this on the show. The smell doesn't usually match the taste. So let's just do it. And you know what? Point for me, because I had to tell the newbie exactly how it works around here, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up. Thank you. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and cheers to the tasting. Ah, that went very smooth, guys. You guys each get a point. All right, here we go. Now, when you drunk it, did you aerate it at all?
Uh-huh.
I love the look on your face right now. Before you describe the beer, Mal, describe her face right now, because this is fucking hilarious.
It's somewhere between aghast and, God, why am I drinking this? And disgust.
Absolutely. Well, for me, the look on Kelly's face right now is a cross between she has the fart or shit, and she doesn't know which way to lean, ladies and gentlemen. So, Kelly... now that we described your face of like, what the fuck, right?
We can say that here. You know way too much about the look on her face as far as.
Yeah, I do. Well, I know the girl. I mean, hey, you know what? Look, I'll at your boy. But we'll discuss that on a later show. Open bottle. What's up? Okay, so what did you taste right now, Kelly?
Well, that would be Open Booty Society.
Right, but that's for a different show.
That was gross.
What made it gross? Like, take another sip. What made it gross? Go big or go home. Come on, get it in there. That's what she said. Ka-ching, the stripper said, all right.
I feel like whoever would give this to me, I must have really pissed them off.
Really? Like, so describe, why do
they
you not...
They hate me.
Like you gotta tell us real quick, what made
it... Okay, it really, you know what, honestly?
Yeah.
It probably does. It tastes probably about what you would think a fart would taste. Or when somebody, like, farts and your mouth open, that's pretty much what that tastes like.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't condone nor not condone you farting in someone's mouth. But please, if anyone's open to that, by all means, go ahead, straddle over someone's mouth and give it to them. But always, hey, you got to be careful because sometimes there might be some matter with that fecal. So, Mal, what did you taste, buddy? Let's just go ahead. You know what, Kelly? You get a point for trying. That's a great description, ladies and gentlemen. So, Mal, what you got on your taste, you know?
It's definitely got sort of what you expect from sour.
A fart in the mouth?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's when you drink it, almost immediately, your mouth feels dry at the back.
Right. It's a very dry beer, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. I normally don't care for sours. There's a few I've cared for. This one, it's pushing more towards the nope rather than I have.
Fair enough. For me, guys, there is a lot going on here. It's extremely, it is pungent, but as far as the sours I've tried, this one is not as sour. It's not that pucker face feeling, but it is for most people not, also, it's not a beginner sour at all. Yeah, this is more of your mid-level person who does sours. But the number one notes that you can take from this is 100% grapefruit. There's grapefruit notes throughout this whole thing. It's extremely light to the mouth, and it is a lot of drying factors to it. Like Mal said earlier, the champagne aspect, more of a brut feel.
Yeah.
It's with the grapefruit aspect, it has that brut feel. You've had brut champagne before, right?
Sure.
If you can get past the taste as far as the mouthfeel goes, did it have that sort of brut aspect, that drying part?
I'm having a little bit of a problem getting to that because I typically enjoy champagnes of almost any variety.
Right.
Because I really immensely did not enjoy that. I cannot.
Okay.
I cannot.
Fair enough. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to our grading system right now. So, Kelly, on a scale to 0 being the worst you've ever had to 5 being phenomenal, which grade are you going to go with and why for yourself personally?
Well, see, that I don't really have – I have no baseline here.
Okay.
So
– 3 is usually average. 3 is,
yeah,
like average.
And I have nothing to compare it to, so I guess I would have to say 3. It's hard to imagine that there's something I would taste that would be worse, but because this is the first thing that I've had, I'm sure it's completely possible. So I'll stay with the 3 because that's a safe bet.
Mal?
Okay. Personal feeling, I don't care for it. As far as a grading, I'm going to have to go because I know it actually is the taste, a good, decent sour. I'm going to have to say about a 3.8.
Right. You know what? And here's a cool part about what we do here on Open Bottle Society is that we really enjoy the diversity of other people sitting in with us to give you guys more than just one person telling you how they feel. So, for me, I am a sour lover. I love sours to overall beers. If I had to drink them all day, I would. So for this particular one, it's a light style sour. It's easy and comparable. Again, it's not for everybody. And if you're getting in the sours, I wouldn't start off with this one. But as soon as you get like a couple of them, right now, Kelly just looked at me like, what the fuck? Why did you pick me? Well, you had a choice between sours and the meads, and you chose sour, and you grabbed that bottle. So don't get mad at me.
Yo,
hold on,
sours?
Wait. Wrong answer, buddy.
Perhaps
you know
started
what?
With
you,
one that was
you,
more
no,
geared toward
no,
a
no,
beginner.
No, but this is for... There, you got a queef point, okay? And you make me want to fucking scream things. I didn't interrupt your shit. All right.
But so, she does have a point.
No, she... What? Mm-mm. Fuck all y'all. Let me get you. Hey, I'm going to go ahead.
This is something you should not start a beginner off with.
Right, but I didn't start a beginner off with. I don't know what the fuck. I know we are not arguing on this live recorded show. I know we're not arguing on a live recording.
I'm like, wait, you know, we're not. You just lost this argument. So I didn't move on.
Okay, how the fuck? You're wrong, and you get a stripper point. Just for that dumb
shit.
Can I
get a stripper dollar?
No, just the point.
Cheap ass.
You're, fuck you. Drink your fucking sour, weirdo. All right, guys, real quick. I'm going to go ahead and rate this beer. Unfortunately, I'm going to go a little bit lower than Mal. I'm going to go with a 3.5 due to the fact that it's very light in body, and it's not comparable or that versatile for a sour to go any higher than that. But it's a really great sour, and if you're into sours, I would say get down the Russian River. All right, guys, we'll be right back for our next beer. All right, welcome back to the Open Bottle Talk, you guys. If you guys are just tuning in, we are going from one extreme to the other on today's beer theme, which is sours versus meads. And again, if you don't know what a mead is, it is a very sweet beer or a honey wine. But believe us, believe you me, believe I you, you owe me.
Just grab trust
ankles,
us.
Grab your ankle, spell run. And then once you're there, spell it backwards. Fair enough. Bad form, ladies and gentlemen. All right, guys. So our next beer up is another sour. And Mal, take it away. Wait. I got a new sound box. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the next beer.
Supplication. Ale aged in Pinot Noir barrels with cherries added.
Did you guys hear that?
In the bottle.
Did you hear that?
Sour ale, barrel aged 9 to 15 months. I'm not talking. Done talking.
Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry, bad form.
7.75% alcohol per volume. And it's
wait, you're not even saying it. Why are you rushing it? You're not. Look, even though it says
it's Russian River.
No, but he ain't Russian. Well, take your time. Take your time. Take your time.
Sour ale.
No, speed it up.
Barrel aged.
Oh my god. There's like no finesse on this fucking show. And people want to listen to us. Isn't that a bitch?
Remember, you should always age this in a cool, dark place.
Like a butthole.
I say cool. Right. You're not saying cool.
Oh, sorry. So, did you tell them what size bottle it was?
12.68.
Did you tell them how much the ABV was?
Yes.
Did you what's the ABV? I didn't hear you.
7.75.
Okay, and what was it by?
Russian River.
And where that's they
located? Santa Rosa, California.
That's Santa Rosa, and what is this? It's called Supplication.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. And it's what's the picture of? I've noticed Russian River's labels have weird fucking farm tools. Like it's weird. Okay, hold on, guys. Again, we're removing the wire cage. And again, this beer is bottle fermented, which is it's still growing and it's being conditioned. So let me remove the cork slowly, because if you guys haven't been over to obsbeers.com, there are several videos where it was some close calls where we all almost lost our eyes.
Beer in the hole!
There we go. All right. Here we go. We got that open. Like, seriously, y'all don't believe us? Head over to obsbeers.com. All right. Wow, this is a different color than the last beer. Wow. That's all right. That's all right. This is going
I believe in. The phrase is dumbass.
No, I forgot to hit. Look, don't worry about me. I can salvage what I need to, okay? So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get down with the get down. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to cheers to the visual.
Pour slowly as to allow the natural yeast sediment to remain in the bottle.
Right, and guess what? It went in my beer because that's where I want. I like yeast in my beer, okay? That's what it is. All right, cheers to the visual.
Okay, visual-wise.
No, wait, hold on. Please, hold on. I'm like, what if somebody just tuned in right now? Okay, if you guys are just tuning in, okay, on this recorded show, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing Supplication, Russian River, all right? Its ABV is 7.5%, and right now, if
7.7%.
What did I say?
7.5%.
And you get a point because you're a goddamn troll. Listen, you know I'm a lightweight. I'm a damn lightweight. I only had, half a beer? A third of a beer? Kelly, how are you doing right now?
I am so confused.
Exactly, and ladies and gentlemen, there she is. She's stripped again. Not Kelly, we met the lady who's dancing in the background. All right, guys. Sorry, but if you guys are just tuning in, That's what we're doing on the open. Okay, you guys ready? What did you see? What?
Visualize.
Yeah, visual. What do you got on it?
This is even more cloudy than it's a bit dark and kind of an orange color.
Right.
And yeah, it's real cloudy and it looks like there's chunks of stuff in there.
Oh, you got the yeast.
Well, okay. Before you say that, look at the chunks of stuff and then look up at the suds that are on top.
Yeah.
See if it's just the head.
Ah, I don't. Well, actually, on mine. No, no, wait. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
And then there's
actually, it's actually the break. No, no. You guys are looking at the break. Yeah, you're looking at the break. Okay.
It looks like there's chunks of stuff.
But we thought you got lucky because I was gonna switch the glass with you, girl. But I like the gunk and the beer. That's my favorite part. Sorry. So what color? What do you got on yours as far as?
Like I said, it's a kind of a dark, kind of an orange color. Yeah, a little bit of an orange color.
Okay, fair enough.
Pushing towards a light caramel color.
Nice.
Can definitely, I mean, part of the flavor or part of the smell, part of the color. Frack! Part of the visual.
Yeah, somebody's not being professional now, are they?
I was freaking already. is obviously from the barrel age that it came from. It's
going
to pull some of the color
absolutely
from the cherries and from wood.
Nice. What I'm seeing basically is I'm going to kind of just do kind of pull from what everybody. It is a very unfiltered beer color. It actually has a wood color to it. At the same time, it almost looks like a burnt, darker shade of orange, kind of like an amber-ish orange color. So that's pretty much what we got on it. It's really sexy, and the head dissipates pretty fast. But for those who love sours, This is basically what you've been looking for as far as visual for a sour. It looks funky. So cheers to the smell. That's right. Damn, I got brain farts or some shit.
Somebody's not being professional.
Oh, y'all audience is going to agree with this son of a bitch. All right. Stop it. Thank you. Shut the fuck up. All right, Kelly, what do you smell compared to the last one? What does this one smell like?
It's a lot more pleasant.
Okay, so this one's pleasant. Why is that? Why is it pleasant?
Because it's not quite so pungent smelling.
It's not a pungent sour. Anything else you can pull from? Can you smell cherries or Pinot Noir?
I cannot smell cherries, but it has a kind of has a sweeter smell.
Okay.
But I don't know that that's cherries. It just does smell a little bit sweet.
Fair enough. What about you, Mom?
Okay, I can smell the wine. I can smell the cherries. Oddly enough, between that and the alcohol, the first visual I got as far as something close to the smell, it's not going to be pleasant.
What is it? Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to know right now, press 1.
Apparently, what it is. Urinal mint.
A urinal cake?
Yes.
Oh, one of the little cakes that smells like a urinal cake? Actually, it does.
Smells.
Huh? Well, they smell floral, and this is, you smell plastic.
Well, I've never been in a men's room.
Well, when you take them out, like when you see them fresh, and what happens is it has a deodorizer with it and the plastic, that's what it smells like. It does smell like a urinal cake, a urinal puck, a urinal cake, a pissing stone.
Urinal mint.
A urinal mat.
Mint.
Mint or mat?
Mint.
M-I-N-T? Mint.
Don't eat the urinal.
Yeah, guys, ladies and gentlemen, OBS would like to go ahead and give you guys our PSA. Don't eat the urinal cake. Because to be honest with you, it's just piss and plastic. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for our PSA here at Open Bottle Talk. As far as the smell goes, you do smell 100% the wine. Whether or not it is the Pinot Noir, you do smell a wine barrel. It does have a smoky, woodsy aspect to it. At the same time, you get not like pie filling cherry, but like raw, mashed, muddled cherries, and that raw smell comes out. And it's not as yeasty, pungent, sour smell, like Kelly said. It is very inviting. Cheers to the taste.
Cheers.
Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Oh, yes. There it is. Mm. That's, ladies and gentlemen, right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to drop a bomb on you right now. You should see the look on Kelly's face. There's the bomb. Kelly, how do you feel? Wait, before you say it, Mal, describe the look on this woman's face.
Well, now she's smiling.
Exactly, because she's not looking at me. I meant the look on her face when she drank the beer.
Well, of course. She puckered up.
Absolutely. All right, so guys, you guys understand it's two different looks that Kelly gave us. On this particular beer, it was more of a, like a, squeezy face. What do you got for us, Kelly? What you got on the taste?
Okay, so I don't have a super freaky palate like you guys.
Right, you feel a boner.
Not anymore. I had that surgery.
Fucking, that's fucking gross. We have a no penis removal policy on this show. You nasty.
Okay, so this for me, I can't really get specific on what the flavor is, but I can say this. It's really pleasant initially, and then there was this kind of odd metallic aftertaste for me. I'm not quite sure where that comes from.
Yeast is a metallic aspect. It's usually the byproduct. It's just a trade-off of flavoring.
Yeah.
So it just puts off a metallic aspect from the yeast. Byproduct.
But this one is far more pleasant than the first one.
Nice. That's pretty cool. Good. All right, Mal, for you, sir, what you got?
Okay. So, stop. Okay. damn, clapping. Sorry.
Would you rather it clap or you get the clap? Which one you want?
I would rather not get the clap.
Then stop complaining when people are applauding you. When it's your turn.
Applauding?
Can we just go with this dance? See, everyone, come on, Mal. Damn.
So anyway, it's got a very good taste in the very beginning. You can taste, the wine and a little bit of the cherry. But then after that, it's sort of like, oh, hey, we're going to stick a vacuum up to your mouth and suck your cheeks in. Because they can pucker hard. But after that.
I got something hard for you. That was Chimpy, our boner chimp. Chimpy, yay, Chimpy. Go ahead, go. I'm sorry.
Cal could be witness to a murder.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, and then it does have the dry aftertaste, sort of what you're expecting from both wines and sour.
Right.
This comes a little bit of both.
Nice. Good job. All right, for me, ladies and gentlemen, this is a sour that definitely everybody can get down with. The sour has nice sweet notes. And it definitely has that funk, that pucker aspect. Basically, in a nutshell, if you've ever had a Warhead before, that's what you're getting. You're definitely going to get that sour and sweet aspect, or a Sour Patch Kid for some people who can't handle a Warhead, and that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's cool. But it's lightly carbonated. It's really good. Wait, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Mal, why do I got to keep putting the show on mute? What are you doing?
No, I was just sort of referring, like how you keep pointing.
Oh, I talk with my, first off, they don't know I talk with my fucking hands, so you don't have to like.
I didn't say it on the
No,
you
no.
interrupted.
Okay.
Keep going.
No, you want me to get back on the show or not?
Let's go.
Okay, let me unmute. All right, guys, so I'm going to go ahead and that's what I taste, and yeah. Good. Cheers to the grade.
Okay.
You're not cheers to you guys.
We got this.
Go ahead.
Bitch. What would you like to
fucking hurt my feelings. Fuck you.
3.5, 3.6.
Damn, she'd have given 2 X. Why?
Because it's better than the nasty one you gave me at first.
That's a great fucking reason. Try again. Why do you... try this. Why did you give it that grade, not based upon the last grade you had?
Well, because... Okay, so if you want me... I'm going to be extremely conservative.
Then this be conservative.
I just
nerd.
Was, but you decided to question fucking me nerd. About it, so therefore, here comes your explanation.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our fucking glass smashing thanks to this woman driving us fucking nuts. Go ahead, be conservative, you big nerd.
I will continue to be a big nerd because I've not done many of these, and I'm really hoping that they get exponentially better.
Wow, that's a big fucking word.
Exactly. I just wanted to give you a headache.
Brought now, to you by Encyclobrantanica Burmeises.
Spell it.
IT. Gotcha. Here we go. Go ahead.
I can finish this one, and so I'm just grading it higher than the first one. Like I said, so 3.5 is still safe for me because I feel like I should be conservative because I don't know where they go after these two.
Okay, and also, would you honestly, let me ask you the second question, this two-parter. Would you come back to this beer based upon how you feel about it? Would you do this again?
No, but I will finish, I would, in this case, I would finish what
you have
poured.
Fair enough. Good job.
I would have to give it a 4.2. Because it's a really good taste. It is something that is pleasant tasting. Has a good finish tail end. Overall, enjoyable beer. And it still qualifies as a sour, so it's still within that style. But it just has some delicious notes to it.
Nice. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead. Oh, you get a point. Good job. All right, guys. For me, for supplication, I'm going to rate this a 4.5. And the reason being is it's a universal sour beer. This beer is based upon, if you listen to all three of us, everybody can find something enjoyable about this beer from Russian River. This beer is 100% universal. You get the characteristics of wine. You definitely get the cherries. But the crazy part is it is still a sour. It has enough sour punch to it to make you go, wow, that's kind of funky, but it's sweet enough to go, it's mellowed out. So with that said, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and we'll be right back. Hey, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. I'll be your host, Key.
And I am Mal.
And
Kelly.
Wow, she sounds really enthused after that. Kelly. That horrible, horrible round. So, Kelly,
yes.
Tell us, for a person who's really not into beers, what did you think of the sour round? Since you tasted two different sours, did it kind of broaden your horizon on sours a little bit?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, and one I really didn't care for, and one was a lot more pleasant. And that's good for me because it just means that I try other sours now.
Fair enough. That's awesome. You get a point. All right, guys. So now we're going to move on to the other spectrum of beers, which is actually, you guys, if you guys pay attention, I'm a sour fan, but you guys are going to like this. Mal loves meads. That's his favorite thing. Mal, what is it that you love about meads?
IPAs are my favorite thing. As far as choices today, yeah, mead's my favorite.
Right. I understand that.
I like meads because from a homebrewer's standpoint, they're a little bit more difficult because they're more time-consuming to make than anything else.
Right.
But they're also really easy to do because they're lazy. You just do some stuff and you come back in like 6-8.
Fair enough. I like that. You get a troll point for being lazy in the brew world. I like it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and start our sweet section of the program on Open Bottle Talk. Glad you guys tuned in. And right now, Mal is going to tell you what it is.
We are going to be drinking Chaucer's Raspberry Mead, 85% pure honey wine, 15% raspberry wine.
Now, where are they located?
Honey wine.
That's right. Where are they located?
Where are they? Soquel, California. Soquel?
This just says Soquel.
No, it doesn't. It says Soquel.
Oh, Soquel. It actually does say Soquel. Soquel.
So if it's
Hold on. I get a point because Kelly didn't think I could spell that.
You can spell anything if you're reading it off a darn bottle, you cheater.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was busted. I'm going to go ahead and fire off this black gun. Ladies and gentlemen, it got in Kelly's eyes.
It's a 10.5%.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Did you guys hear that, ladies and gentlemen, that this mead is what percentage?
10.5%.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys didn't hear those dogs, they're excited for everybody. 10.5%. Go ahead and twist it off. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen. This beer is actually in a twist top. I don't know why he threw the cap on live radio. I don't know what the hell that's all about. So right now, guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to just pour this goodness, because apparently if he spills it, I'm laughing. And the audience is ready to laugh, too. Wonderful. Girl. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing it. We're doing big things with little bottles. Big things with little. And we're just going to put the top back on here. Yeah, you like that. You like that, don't you? Slow screw that motherfucker. Yeah. Ooh, girl. Oh, sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
This place just went weird.
It did. Don't worry about it. All right, guys. Cheers to the visual. All right, what we got? Kelly. Exactly.
Looks like Kool-Aid.
What color of Kool-Aid? I mean, you got to describe it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a red
Kind of a red?
A light, kind of a pale.
Okay.
It's a weird color.
It's weird, huh? All right, fair enough. Matt, what do you got?
Oddly enough, because apparently I'm just thinking low trash and garbage, reminds me of a wine cooler.
Absolutely. So
like, yeah. Stocking wine coolers.
I like it. And ladies and gentlemen, for me, I'm not going to be that low brow or that confused. It basically looks like watered down cranberry juice. Has that weird... It's also, matter of fact, the color we're thinking of, it looks like rust mixed with water a little bit.
Yeah.
It's got a rust color.
It's not really red. It's not really orange.
Yeah, it's like this burnt rust color, but it's extremely translucent, super filtered. It basically looks like juice with a little bit of spit on top because of the head. Like, seriously, it looks like a little bit of spit on there. But it has a very, very dissipated head, and it definitely is very watered down. Cheers to the smell. All right, Kelly, what do you got for me? What do you got? Because there's a couple things I smelt on this, and Mal probably is going to nail it. I'm going to go last. For those that don't know, I go last because of my description. It is a little more intense than these guys, so I let everyone else go before me usually. So what you got, Kelly?
Cough syrup.
It smells like cough syrup. Okay, what type of brand? Can we say what type of brand, ladies and gentlemen? What type of brand of cough syrup is it?
Generic. That's not even Robitussin.
It's like Walmart, huh? Like Walmart, CVS, Robitussin.
It's a weird kind of a medicine-y smell. It's not sweet.
Okay.
It's not... Yeah, I don't really smell fruit.
Okay.
It smells a little medicine-y to me.
Just as a little disclaimer for everyone that's just tuning in on the Open Bottle Talk, what you smell as an individual, you are 100% correct. If people choose to argue with you, then they're not really your friends, because we are all individuals, and what you smell is what you smell and what you taste. Mal, what you got? Oh, I forgot. She gets a point. What you got, buddy?
I gotta agree. Medicine-y because of the alcohol, and there's a little bit of the sweetness smell in there, mm-hmm. and I think that's what's making the medicine-y, because you've got the alcohol and the sweet working together for you. Other than that, I swear I could actually smell the top of the cap. Just there's almost like a lack of better terms, a slight little plastic residue smell in
there. Okay, not a problem. I like that. All right. But there's a butt. Sorry. No, go ahead. Here, let me get your change back. There you go.
Thank you. I can smell, like, I swear, some of the dryness from raspberry.
Nice.
And I mean, just smelling it already, sort of the back of my throat is getting a little dry. So I got my guess, the taste is going to have, you know, the sweetness to it, and then once it washes out of your mouth, the back of your throat is just going to dry out really quick.
Nice, nice. For me, I can't because you don't have a receipt. All right, there's a point. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for me, I can tell you a couple things that you're going to pull out of this. Definitely you're going to pull the actual alcohol content or the ABV. Also, I'm pulling out sulfates. I'm pulling out a weird, funky, funky smell. At the same time, the cool part is...
It does contain sulfites.
Ah, I'm getting better and better at this, ladies and gentlemen. I like that. It's every now and again, guys. I pull shit out of my ass and I go, this is what it smells like and what it tastes like. And then we go, oh, it does. And I'm like, damn, I've been doing it. It's been pretty good. It's paying off.
I mean, hey, even a stop clock is right two times a day.
That's right. Absolutely. It is. A stop clock is right two times a day. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. You guys didn't get your daily dose of assholiness here. Also, at the same time, guys, I smell raw honey and I do smell the raspberry. Not so much the raspberry. That's where the sweet kicks in. But I smell honeycomb or the wax aspect of the honey. So if you guys have ever eaten raw honeycomb just because you wanted to try it, or wax in general, you're going to get that sort of wax. Back in the day, if you guys would remember the little wax filled, look like little soda bottles,
yes,
that had the juice in it, then you would just chew on them to get the flavor and then spit it out. That's the actual smell I got. So cheers.
Make a comment on there. There was a smell I wasn't getting. And as soon as you said, oh, yeah, I can smell the honey, I'm like, no, I think he's full of shit. And I smell it, I'm like, nope, there's the honey. That was the smell I couldn't
hit on. I appreciate that you said bullshit, and then all of a sudden you realize I was right. Bullshit. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and end the show on that note. As soon as
it'll probably never happen again.
As soon as I am right, we're going to go ahead and end this broadcast. You know, because it's just what it's all about. Open Bottle Society is me. Nah, I digress. All right, guys, cheers to the taste. Let's get down to it, guys. Let's get these guys out of here. Fuck. 100% fuck. And I'm going to tell you, oh my God. Oh my God. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, I'm letting you guys know this now. We record on YouTube, for YouTube, which if you look up Open Bottle Society or go to obsbeers.com, you can literally see these videos when they pop up. I was telling you fuck because this beer is extremely sweet, but the Kelly stole the show with her, oh my God, don't put that in my mouth look, Marisha Hargitay, you know, SBU style. What the fuck just happened? Mal almost spit his beer out. We almost wasted beer. Kelly, what the fuck just happened?
I just had a Mad Dog 2020 flashback.
Oh my God, are you saying it's that ghetto?
That's pretty interesting. Maybe I'm just really unfamiliar with mead, but that's got a really weird and very thick and syrupy. And well, so, yeah, it was just...
It's honey.
I love honey. Okay, that's not what honey
and
is.
And honey loves you, too.
Yeah, I bet it does. I don't usually want to spit honey out. This, I almost, spit it
out. Let me ask you a question real quick before we move on the show. If you had a choice between giving hand jobs to a bunch of Catholic priests and drink this beer again, what would you do?
How many priests are we talking about?
We're probably gonna. How many's usually in a cleric, a group, when you're playing?
Say a dozen.
Oh, yeah, a dozen. Dozen in one hand. I made myself one.
I've got two hands. I'll take the priest.
You'll take the priest.
Also depends on the dick to floor ratio.
Yeah,
whether she can catch one off. As opposed to the other.
Have to kind of use the docking technique.
You guys are
real
detailed. Have you all done this before?
No, we just know. We know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another PSA brought to you by the Open Bottle Society. Today's PSA on this segment is docking. It's where one man who's uncircumcised and one man who is circumcised, and you put them together. Now you become best friends. Ladies and gentlemen, docking has been brought to you by Uncle Bad Touches, Frank's and Weenies for the zombie apocalypse. All right, Mal, what did you taste?
Oh, thanks for that segue. I don't mean a fucking bite. I don't taste a lot of the honey. I do taste sweet. I taste some of the alcohol. Got a little bit of burn. It was not as dry as I was expecting.
Right.
Definitely not the back of the throat. Do have the burn down the stomach as far as the alcohol. That's pretty much it. So,
nice. Good try on both of you guys. No, I don't mean try like that. I was just wrong format of words. I apologize.
What?
It's not fucking funny, you stupid studio audience. This guy sucks. All right, no. I don't mean try. What I'm saying is, for me, guys, there is a sweet element, and what you are going to get for as far as the sweet, it's pretty much the raspberry wine, which is 15% of this mead, basically washed out the honey aspect. You are going to get some raw honey, and that's barely in the back end. It's not dry. It's very refreshing. But for most people, it does, and here's the weird part. You don't really taste the honey, but you get a weird watered-down honey bite. It's kind of sticky a little bit. How if you put enough too much honey in tea, you've got that weird bite. So that's the cool part about it, is you're going to get a weird bite out of it. But it's raspberry nonetheless. You're going to, now, if you get some honey in it, then, hey, good for you. But this one's, I think the wine kind of washed it out. I think that's where the ABV washed it out. The high alcohol content and the raspberry wine kind of lit pretty much covered. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys hear the dogs, it's time for us to move on to the grading. That's right. The dogs have been brought to you by Shut Them Motherfuckers Up. This is the last time we record at your house, Kelly.org. All right, guys. Cheers to the grade. What you got, Kelly?
That's a one.
Why is it a one?
Because
the dogs don't agree with you.
If that's what meat is about, then fine. Then I will be incorrect or whatever. It reminds me of 7-Eleven wine. It reminds me of dime store wine.
Where do you think we got this?
Okay, well, do you have your receipt?
No. So you're unhappy with this.
I did not care for that at all. And it was, mostly, to be honest with you, it wasn't even the taste, the mouthfeel And it did burn me. It was just not, it wasn't pleasant. And that sort of canceled out everything else for me.
Fair enough. What you got, bud? That's a great answer.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give three just because.
This is basic.
Bleh.
It's bleh.
It's bleh.
Nice.
No, it's I've had good meat, and this is not impressive.
The one that's on my shelf is impressive.
Oh, yeah. So
guys, if we ever get a bottle of this particular beer, it'll probably be 1 whole hour about one particular beer. We can do that, too.
Because it'll take us that long to drink it.
Yeah, so what else? So what's your grade?
I said three.
Right, yeah. I just wanted you to repeat.
Way to pay attention, host.
Wow, you both get the boner. Fantastic. No, that's a burp, sir. Try again. Thank you very much for playing. Here's your troll point for that. All right, guys, unfortunately, listen, guys, if we didn't do our job in telling the truth, then what's the point of being a beer reviewer, right? So to be honest with you guys, I'm going to rate this a 3.5. It's not the greatest mead on the planet. It is sweet, so if you want to get into this aspect, it's super fucking sweet. At the same time, it is what it is. It tastes like raspberries. High ABV. One bottle will jack you up because it's just so sweet. You're going to kill it. Yes, it has some sort of corner aspect to it, but again, it is a mead. You're going to get weird elements of honey, whether it's from the smell to the bite to the mouthfeel, the whole nine. You might even taste the honey over the raspberries. So this beer is kind of complex, but as Mal said, we both have tried some phenomenal meads, and this one just didn't make the grade as far as phenomenal meads. So, all right, guys, we'll be right back for our next section. All right, guys, thank you guys for coming into our final segment of our sours and meads.
Wouldn't that be listening in? What do you mean coming into?
Well, not on your back. Okay, first off, no one's coming on anyone's back. I'm just saying.
You said thank you for coming into.
No, yeah, if you just tuned in, it's the Open Bottle Talk. Do you not know the company you work for?
Do you not know a podcast starts from the beginning?
Right, but at the same time, I'm new to this shit, sir, so don't fault me for not knowing how to run my own shit. Okay, sir? So for you, you get the womp womp.
Shouldn't it be your womp womp?
Nope, yes. I get a point because you are observant. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, if you guys could honestly see Kelly, she's built like a shit brick house without the brick house. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, it is what it is. We're going to go ahead and get you guys out of here. I know you've been here for the whole time, and I know you've been having a wonderful time learning about these beers with us here on the Open Bottle Talk. So we're going to do our final mead and our kind of our new format that we've been doing now. This is the second show. We've been keeping the highest ABV for last.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, who's going to read it?
I'll read it. Why not? So, Golden Coast Mead, Savoie, Savage Boys. My God, it says Savage Boys. That is disgusting.
I don't want
you to do it.
Okay, first off, I'm not trying to put nothing in my mouth if it's with boys, okay? Not especially if they savage. Mm-mm-mm. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Watermelonisha from the Open Bottle Society's backdoor camp. Watermelonisha, say hello. How you guys doing? All right, get your fruity ass in the back. You make me scream. Sorry about that, Kelly. We didn't mean to do that to you. My apologies.
Yes, he did.
You know, Watermelonisha, you know, he be jumping out. All right, sorry. Go ahead, Mal. Go ahead.
Okay, so thing. Golden Coast Mead.
I know, right, guys? I know, right? I'm just saying. Mal, hold on. Okay, the audience is laughing. This is the labor action. All right, Mal, go ahead and do what you're doing.
12% alcohol.
Okay, what beer is it?
Sauvage Bois.
Okay, but what is it? What's the style?
It's a mead.
Right. So I want to make sure you knew what
you're doing. Gluten-free.
Wait.
Look, it's gluten-free.
Wait, hold up. Question, sir. Question?
Yes.
How can you tell them, look, if it's a listening item? You told them, look, it's a mead. How can that? It's puzzling. You can't do that to them.
It's a figure of speech.
Well, that's not.
Like, check out. Check it out.
No,
it's gluten-free.
You can't.
Look, it's gluten-free.
Oh, my fucking God, sir. All right, okay, go ahead. What's the size of the bottle?
It's a 16.9 fluid ounce. It's basically 500 milliliters, half a liter. But also, wildflower honey mead fermented on French oak chips.
Ooh.
And over 600,000 pollinations per bottle.
Oh, shit. Listen, everyone.
Bow, chicka, bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Who counted that?
Actually, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and jack off the shotgun of blap. Wipe your face because you can't see if you got blap in it. All right, let's go ahead and crack this open, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get you guys out of here. I know this is the moment you've been waiting for. Here we go. May I see your glass, Miss Kelly? Thank you, Mal, for handing Kelly's glass. Kelly, you're such a fucking participant.
I'm a guest.
No, you're not. You'll be reoccurring. So, Kelly, we don't like your face, but we love your personality. Thank you for being here. All right, guys. This is a 12%er. Heavy hitting. This is in my ballpark. I'm just going to keep going because it's in my ballpark. All right, guys. So here we go. Cheers to the
look.
What you got, Kelly?
It's a pretty golden color.
Like a shower? Is it like a shower? Troll like point number one. Actually, look at the dark, hold on. Look at the difference.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, each one of our glasses have different shades of color. And that's due to the sediment. And I ended up going last. So my glass is way a different color. So, Kelly, what color do you have and what do you see in your glass?
Like I said, it's a really gold, kind of a deep gold color.
Mm-hmm, like a shower.
I personally wouldn't know, you disgusting pig.
Would you like to check out our Scheiser tables? Ladies and gentlemen, Open Bottle Society used to be a Scheiser table company, but now we've moved on to shower fixtures. Anything else?
Well, I don't know. It kind of looks like champagne in the glass a little bit.
So does most pee.
I don't pee in my glasses, but thank you for letting me know ahead of time.
Fair enough. Mal, what do you have?
I'm going to start a bidet bed company.
We can.
Okay. So, yeah. Little, bad does this sound? It's golden amber.
A golden amber?
Yes.
Okay, it's a golden amber. His ex-wife is used to be
her
called
name is Golden Amber.
Well, just Amber, and she was blonde. So there you go, point right there.
How
so
sweet.
No, how well we'll see if the beer is, but we know she ain't. I'm just saying. Always remember, ladies and gentlemen, Open Bottle Society's PSA. Always remember, the first lick is always sour. All right, is that all you got, Mr. Mal, on your spectrum? Yours looks a little hazier versus hers.
It is.
Right.
It's not as cool.
For me, I pretty much got all the sediment. I'm looking at 100% kind of a milky golden color.
It's sort of a white scrap.
It looks like the white scrap a little bit right there. And absolutely. And at the same time, it just looks like you want to drive it. Wait, what?
I said waste.
Right. That's what you said.
You said white.
Right. Exactly. It's Black History Month. What? What?
My head hurts.
Why? Is it because of all the alcohol you've been drinking?
It's because you're just...
What? You're about to say black, aren't you?
No,
that's
right.
You get a point for pointing that out. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever met me, you would say I'm the most coolest Hawaiian Mexican you ever met. But indeed, I am black.
But I would not say black.
Whoa! I hate you. Cheers to the smell. All right, what you got on this one? What you got on this one, Miss Beautiful Kelly, ladies and gentlemen? You guys don't understand. If I wasn't married, I'd pee on her back. What you got? That's a great answer.
It smells like bread.
So it's yeasty to you.
Yeah.
What type of bread? Can we get a smell of a bread? Like, what type of bread? It smells toasted, actually. It smells like toast, like buttered toast. But what bread for you?
Like when you drive past the bread factory.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Creepy Dave driving around slowly in his ice cream truck. Watch out for Uncle Bad Touch, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a white truck that did a red pamphlet.
Mm-hmm. So what else you got?
It's just like bready, yeasty.
Fantastic. Mal, what you got?
Taste the yeast or smell the yeast, not taste yet. Because we're...
Right.
So smell the yeast. And also, almost like an apple cider-ish. But it could just be, I don't know.
All right, fair enough. I like that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. These two are not far off. You're definitely going to get yourself some bread. It actually has this toasted element.
Like he knows exactly what it is. Oh, it's our opinion, just not far off.
But only his is correct.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We want to say thank you guys for tuning in because now apparently the two jackasses I'm hanging out with want to close the show off early. So boo you guys. Hold on now. So, yes, there's toast element. There is a sizer. You ever had sizers before? It's kind of a more drier version of a cider. You ever had that?
Yes.
Okay, so it has that sort of element to it with apple juice, like a Mott apple juice or applesauce smell. And then I can smell the ABV.
Well, yeah.
It is burning my shit. So guess what we're about to do, guys? Cheers to cheers to the taste, I think. Is it the taste?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right, so what you got? Wow, that's good. That's delicious. Kelly, what you got? The look on Kelly's face is getting better and better, you guys. This one's more of, oh shit, we ran out of toilet paper. And she just had tacos the night before.
As opposed to, oh shit, and it happened.
Exactly. What you got?
It was a little musty at first.
Right? Musty?
Yeah.
That's a good, you know what?
A little
good
bit.
Analogy.
But that kind of breaks up and goes away. And then it's a little bit more fruity after that.
Like, what type of fruits could you place? Is it? Can you also taste honey in it? There definitely is some. I'm telling you guys, the mouthfeel is ridiculous.
On this one, I definitely taste more honey here than I did in the last one.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Is there any type of fruit you can kind of think, like
I'm not
bananas,
thinking of a specific fruit,
cereal pieces, ice cream flavors?
No, but it's pleasant.
All right, what you got for me, Mal?
Well, part of what's sort of messing us up is, again, it was done in French vanilla. Or
yeah.
Vanilla, French oak,
okay.
Water and French oak. I don't know where that one got.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. You've had a little too much.
French oak chips. And yeah. So I mean, that's definitely. I've had clean, crisp meat. Just the stuff I've made that was just nothing but honey, water, and yeast. This you can tell there's something else in there. And yeah, the French oak chips definitely.
Is it me or, like, for you, are you tasting, like, woods aspect? There's, like, a woodsy aspect. Kelly, did you get some wood?
Maybe that's what it is. There's something that I can't really identify.
Right.
Maybe that is what it is.
It definitely has, like, this weird, like, outdoorsy, but the, like when you think French oak, it's weird. Vanilla, that's where you were coming up with the
yeah.
flavor. And the only reason why I'm working with you on this is because you pretty much described it. But that's weird, ain't it? You think of French oak being woodsy, and the first thing that comes to mind is vanilla. Thank you, people forcing shit down our throats all of our life. Want some French vanilla? From French vanilla ice cream, vanilla. Sorry, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. We're going to go ahead with the grade. Kelly, my good dear.
We toast to the
bed. Yeah, let's cheers to that fucker. All right, Kelly, what you got for us, beautiful?
I like this one. I'll give it a 4.
Why? Other than liking it, like, could you talk about, like, what's your experience with that?
Well, here's the deal. My experience with it is that I'm only gonna go really directly against what I just had, and because I so much really had an unpleasant experience that this is so completely the opposite.
Right.
That I just am enjoying it in terms of it. Compared to the other one, anyway.
Nice, nice. Good job. Mal, what you got for me? Hold on, wait for the audience to stop. It's only one kid doing it.
So, okay. It is impressive. It's not, you know, lift my skirt type impressive, especially since I'm wearing jeans.
Thank God.
Exactly. You ought to see me in the kilt. I look great.
Hey, he looks very wonderful, very masculine.
I'm really worried about you, too.
You Indian? So
no, this is very much Indian. The other one is very light, creepy Irish, okay? Very nice, nanny hoo hoo.
Okay,
4.5. 4.5. Nice.
Good flavor.
I thought you were done. Okay, you know what? Let me get the dick point.
Really rude.
Hold, let me get the dick point. Listen, listen.
I need to give yourself like 10 of those.
You would like to see that, wouldn't you? You fucking
Actually,
freak.
No, I wouldn't.
Dicks everywhere, hitting everyone in the face. All right, Mal, what you got? Look, Mal almost fell over his chair. Watch out for those dicks.
So I said 4.5 because, one, yeah, influence from the previous. It does taste better than that. And two, you can taste the other things in it as far as the wood flavor. A little bit of fruit from somewhere.
Right.
And it's a little bit higher complexity. As it warms up, it's probably going to develop some other little tastes that you're not able to taste right now.
Right.
Now I am done.
Good job, buddy. Good job. All right, guys. So for me, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to give this a 4.5. And the reason being is it has this weird velvet texture. So because of the French oak chips, you're definitely getting this nice, soft, woody, like if you chewed a pencil after a while, that mush, kind of like that a little bit. And this weird vanilla bean aspect, not just vanilla bean, and that's probably where the wood aspect comes in. It's a very soft mead at the same time. It's high in ABV. You're definitely going to get, once if you have this on your own and not share it with everybody, or at least roll the bottle and kind of mix it up, the mouthfeel of it is honey wine. It definitely tastes like a little more than what you would do your normal serving of honey in your tea. So it has that nice, good, soft bite. I think we did a really good job with this particular beer, and I'm glad we saved it for last. So again, 4.5 for me. All right, so before we get out of here, guys, we're going to go ahead and ask Kelly a couple of questions. Mal, if you want to ask Kelly anything, this is your chance, my good sir. What would you like to ask Kelly?
So are you ever going to voluntarily do this again?
No, I'm thinking I'm not getting a big check for this. Seriously?
Finger slip, sorry. Sorry, finger slip. My bad.
We'll have to negotiate.
There's your answer. All right, so Kelly, what is your big overall experience sitting here with us here in the studio at the Open Bottle Society here on Open Bottle Talk? What was your experience as far as trying these beers you've never done?
This was overall a really good experience for me. I think these were all really interesting, and even though I did sort of react a little bit less than positively to a couple of them.
Right.
I'm glad I tried them. So this nice. Is a pretty good adventure.
Nice. Now, here's the final question that we're going to ask every guest that comes on this show hanging out with either me or Mal or just a combination of two. Kelly, who's cuter?
Me.
Oh, ask this question again. Out of the two people other than yourself, you selfish fuckface, who's the cutest one in the room? Wait till the thing gets done drumming. Poor kid works hard.
Mal.
Awesome. You get the point. Mal gets it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know, Mal works for Opportunity Village, and that's just the end of it. Listen, guys, we want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk. If you guys want to check us out when this podcast ends, check us out on obsbeers.com. And if you are a social media junkie, just type in Open Bottle Society and you will find us. And hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Wow, you say that shit with such a fucking enthusiasm.
Hey, I want to remind you of your key motto. What? If you can't laugh at yourself, find a handicapped person.
Nice. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's not funny to laugh at the misfortunate, but let's face it, we do it anyway. Have a good one, guys. We'll catch you guys later.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.